Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, while talking to the members of a high school civics class, the topic of lobbyists came up. When I asked them whether the term lobbyist conjured up warm, fuzzy feelings or a vision of someone who sits in dark, smoke-filled rooms while manipulating spineless politicians with briefcases full of money, the overwhelming view was the latter. It hurt. Full disclosure, I'm a registered lobbyist, and so is the rest of our team here in Helena. When I mentioned that to the kids, they perked up, and it gave me a chance to explain what lobbyists actually do. First of all, be consoled. In 20 years at the Capitol, I've never seen anyone offer or accept a bribe. That said, I have seen lobbyists wield enormous amounts of influence, and it's usually in direct proportion to the size of the constituency they represent. Think teachers' union. I've also never actually been in a dark, smoke-filled room. Nobody smokes anymore, and sitting in the dark would be just plain weird. Given the fact that Montana has over 900 lobbyists, asking what they do is a fair question, and the answer may surprise you. Simply put, they're a repository of information. Each lobbyist is an expert in their field of interest, and they act as an essential resource when legislators need to understand a complex bill. We have lobbyists for education, energy policy, business affairs, the abortion industry, and a myriad of other special interests. At the Montana Family Foundation, we lobby in four areas: religious freedom, life, marriage and family, and school choice. Lobbyists are crucial to the system because legislators from all walks of life, all socioeconomic backgrounds, and various levels of education are asked to vote on roughly 1,300 bills each session on an incredibly broad range of issues. Once when I was in the legislature, we had a vote coming up on an incredibly complex piece of energy legislation. The bill was thick and would have taken me hours to read, and even then, I would have only understood a small portion of it. The solution? Call in the lobbyists. I called in two, one in favor of the bill and one opposed, and sat them down in front of me at the same time. They each reduced the bill to its essence and told me why I should vote yes or no in about 10 minutes. In the end, with their help, I was able to cast an informed vote. The other misnomer about lobbyists is that they're not honest. In my experience, they're extremely honest, and those who aren't don't last long. A lobbyist's only value to their employer is their ability to get the ear of a legislator, and if they get a reputation for not being honest, then legislators won't talk to them. At that point, a lobbyist would have no value and would be fired. It's actually a pretty effective self-governing system. The most effective lobbyists live in Helena throughout the legislative session. They're in the Capitol every day and generally work on many bills in various committees. The least effective lobbyists tend to show up for one bill each session, so they never have the chance to establish relationships with policymakers. Contrary to popular opinion, lobbying is hard work with long hours, but it's important, and it's our privilege to be here. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.